The Tehama County Sheriff's Office in California will no longer patrol during the day, only at night, due to catastrophic staffing. You want to talk about catastrophic? Could you imagine in like Portland, where we talk about police staffing being an issue all the time? Only way that they're making things work is with overtime. Could you imagine? Okay, Portland, you guys, daytime hours. Sorry, we're a no-go. It's going to be a free-for-all. Do your own thing. I mean, just try and keep it reasonable, all right? But don't worry. At night, we're going to have some coverage. We're going to be out there supporting your public safety needs. But daytime, not so much. We don't have enough personnel to go around. Imagine that. That is literally what the sheriff's office is saying. Yeah. So for all those areas that aren't in the incorporated, you know, the towns and cities in that county. Yeah. It's going to happen. It's going to happen in those areas. Yeah. Not a lot of coverage, not a lot of policing going on, not a lot of public safety emphasis. Let's see what the dealio is. How does this happen? What's going on? Let's check it out. The Tehama County Sheriff's Office has announced that as of November 20th, there will be no daytime patrols anywhere in the county. Huh. What does that, if you're a taxpayer and you're in one of those areas that's unincorporated, what are you thinking? What are you, maybe it's time to move on from California, right? I mean, maybe that's a consideration. Nope, got my gun, gonna be okay. They come from my land, I'll show them what's what. All right, okay. Yeah, you can do that too, but I prefer to be able to call 911 and maybe have them send out a sheriff-ish. I don't know. The sheriff's office said in a statement released to the press that the drastic decision is necessary as they have to manage a catastrophic staffing shortage throughout the agency. Yeah, that whole clock thing, you know, the clock is round and you got 24 hours on it. All right. Well, we're only going to have one swing through of the second hand. Cause that other 12 hour period on our deal, not so much. We're going to have the purge. I have no idea. I mean, how that works, but obviously they decided, well, daytime hours, less crime happens. Nighttime hours, well, we still got to cover that. That's what we can afford to cover. That's what we have staffing to cover, because that's literally what they're saying. We've got a catastrophic staffing shortage. So if you're working in Portland, you're working in Seattle, you're working in LA, and you're thinking, man, our numbers are really low. At least you've got some coverage during the day, right? Right? I mean, over the past several years, the sheriff's office has had difficulties with recruitment and retention of employees, which has been directly linked to pay disparities, the statement read. A drastic rise in attrition, coupled with the inability to present enticing recruitment efforts, have resulted in an unprecedented staffing shortage. That sounds terrible, doesn't it? Yeah. So what happens when you call 911? And you're an unincorporated, you're in an area that the sheriff used to cover. What? I mean, literally, what are they going to do? How does that work? I don't have a lot of answers. I'm just reading the story. That's what we're doing here. News for reasonable people. ReasonableTV.com. The Northern California County has a population of around 66,000 people. So we're not talking a tiny population base and covers almost 3,000 square miles. Between Redding and Chico, the county has a significantly higher crime rate than the state and national averages. I Googled Tehama County, and its most populous city, Red Bluff, has a violent crime rate of nearly 9.79 per 1,000 residents, which makes it less safe or more dangerous than 97% of the cities in the United States of America. That's according to Neighborhood Scout. So if you were scouting for neighborhoods and Red Bluff comes up and you find that perfect home in Red Bluff, you know how you're looking for homes. I mean, I don't do this because it's work for me, But if you're looking for homes on Zillow or whatever it is, Redfin, and you come across just that perfect home, you're like, this is a beautiful home. I had a young lady that I work out with. She sent me one from somewhere down in Texas. And she's like, maybe Texas is the move. Because she's young and she could move wherever she wants to, start a family, do all that kind of thing. And I'm like, okay, well, do you know what city it's in? And she's like, no, but it's a beautiful home. And I looked at the home and it was sweet. It was amazing. Yeah, but it was, a couple of miles from the Texas-Mexico border in an area that's just kind of, way out there. So because something is cheap doesn't mean that it's necessarily good. And you still got to live there. So yeah, that's kind of one of those things. So 97% of the cities in the country, according to Neighborhood Scout, are safer than Red Bluff. Red Bluff, what makes it so dangerous? Well, you got a bunch of gangs running around. That's not good. Homelessness, big issue. All right. And it's located in California. Need I say more? In a Facebook post on Monday, the sheriff's office laid blame at the feet of county supervisors. It's not me. I've been talking about this forever. It's those guys over there. It's supervisors. Those guys are knuckleheads. Hate those guys. Man, we're all going to lose our jobs because knuckleheads over there, they don't do their job. We have spoken to the board for several years and warned them that staffing levels are too low. The post read, rather than take swift and decisive action, they have delayed and allowed too many good employees to leave. We will continue to do everything we can for the great citizens of Tehama County, but only at night, not during the daytime. Daytime, no go. No, we're not. Yeah, not doing that. Lieutenant Rob Backen told KRCR that the office lost 20 employees over the past year and that job applicant numbers are low. Does that sound familiar? Absolutely. That's law enforcement in so many cities. Yeah. So these cities are having a battle with other cities to bring in police officers and recruit people, and recruiting people to law enforcement has been brutal, brutal. The numbers are horrific. I keep a pretty strong eye on that down in Portland, just because I kind of know that to be one of those scenarios where if Portland's able to work its way out of that hole, then there is hope, right? If Chicago's able to work their way out of the hole, LA, get enough police officers back where they need to be. And I think, to me, Portland and Seattle is recognized that, hey, we got a massive shortage and we're going to have to pump millions into our police budget, even though we've got a deficit in the city's budget right now. We've got a massive deficit here in Seattle. And so that's going to come to a day of reckoning. All right. All these social programs versus having cops. Take your choice. You can have one, but you can't have the other. Which one is it? Going to have to go down that road. Current job posting for a deputy sheriff position in Tehama County, I always want to say Tehoma, Mount Tehoma here, offers an hourly wage of between $25 and $30 to be a sheriff. Oof, yeah, that's not a lot. What's the cost of living, though, in Tehama County? It's got to be less, right? Which equates to a salary of around $52,000 to $62,000. Tell you what. If I have to interview for a job where I got to wear a firearm and I could get shot at and or lose my life and or deal with nut jobs on the daily, I'm going to want to make more than 52 to 62 grand without overtime pay. For comparison, a sheriff deputy in Solano County is paid around $82,000 a year. All right. So you're going to have to go to the county. You're going to have to get some more funding. You're going to have to reimagine and rethink your sheriff's office positions, because right now you're not doing your job. They should hire that guy from Stranger Things. You know who I'm talking about? Will? Is it Will? No, Will's the kid. I can't remember. Hire that guy. Get that guy out there. That guy's awesome. The Tehama County Sheriff's Office will maintain nighttime patrols and is seeking help from California Highway Patrol. Are we going to bring in Eric Estrada from Chips? God, I hope so. I hope so. That was an epic show, wasn't it? You had the blonde guy. He was just handsome, just riding their bikes around. And then you had Eric Estrada, what a stud that guy was. I mean, just those big aviator glasses. And he was just all tan and jacked up and riding his bike around. And they're just responding to crimes. Can you believe we used to have shows like that? And we still got Cops. Cops, I think, is still carried on Bad Boys, What You Gonna Do? Still have Cops, I think, on Fox. I mean, why wouldn't they cover, you know, Cops? But Cops, oh, man, my kids, I'd come home and, you know, they'd be doing their homework and stuff. What are you watching? Cops? Are you looking to educate yourself on what not to do? Because I can tell you, just don't commit any crimes. Don't be a knucklehead. Still watched a lot of Cops. Back in the day when my kids were in high school, Pierce County, maybe that was elementary too. Pierce County down here with Tacoma, which is why I always say want to say Tahoma for this article. Tacoma, it was off the charts. They had some nuttiness going on. You still do, but as crime levels and, you know, insanity has reached other cities around, it's not just Tacoma anymore. It's kind of everywhere. It's everywhere West Coast, right? So we had the California Highway Patrol to respond to life-threatening emergencies in the county during daylight hours. They, so that's what they're going to do. That's their game plan. So Tahoma is going to go to California Highway Patrol. Do they have enough? I don't know. Yeah. Obviously, response times are going to be affected. Back and told, yeah, here's the reason that we're not going to respond to you very quickly is we're not doing any patrols during the day. What? I thought this was 911. So dispatch is going to have to get somebody out there, right? California Highway Patrol. And we've made the decisions to limit as much as we can the dangers to public safety. What does that look like? How does that work? Well, we don't have any sheriffs patrolling during the day. That just can't be good. But not having deputies on the streets obviously is not beneficial to the public. See how they spin that? Yeah, this is not a benefit to the public. This is definitely not a benefit, but you know, they're not saying this is horrific. This is horrific for this county. Yeah, they've been, the numbers have been down. I mean, it sounds like this is something that they've been dealing with on an ongoing basis for quite some time. And maybe there's a reason that this county is less safe and Red Bluff particularly is less safe than 97% of all other cities in the United States. All right. That's about it for me on this one. Thanks so much for being here. If you're going to Red Bluff, you're in Tahoma County, keep this one in mind during the day. At night, you're okay. It's fine. Just right down the highway. You'll be good. Mostly. Yeah. All right. Thanks for being here. We'll catch up soon. Talk then. Bye for now.